Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Shalom, everybody. How's everybody doing? I am getting some work done. I'm home. So Thursday, I could not come. I do apologize for that. And for the ones that's watching me on YouTube, I know you see I have stuff everywhere. So I had to move everything out of my living room into my bedroom, my extra bedroom. So just excuse my cabinet that you see behind me. I am so glad that you're here. Shalom, shalom, shalom. I want you guys to go to my YouTube channel, which is Khadija Cheek, and subscribe and listen to some, have some very interesting topics there. And don't forget, Heart Truths is my Gmail address. Heart Truths is HARDTRUTHZ12@gmail.com. If you ever want to contact me for any questions or comments, you can go there, or you can go on Blog Talk Radio. Look up Initiative, Maurice Muhammad. I welcome you to another episode of Reconstruction 2020, a place where nothing but the truth is discussed. And I know sometimes People don't like what I say, but it's true. Okay, if you can come and you can debunk it, debunk it. No attitude, no nothing. I just want truth, okay? And that's what it's all about for me right now. It's all about truth. And, you know, today's topic is Daddy, Where Are You? Okay, I do have my book. Don't forget, we have A Mother's Love. Oh, Lordy. Ah, sorry, you guys. We have the book coming, A Mother's Love. It is here. We do have journals coming, and they're going to be $12. The book is my book. I love this book. Oh, it's amazing. I want to make sure you guys see it, okay? We're going to do two for $25, okay? You get the book and the journal, would be $20, okay? Let me give you the number for anybody that wants to come in. I'm going to give you the topic. I already gave you the talk, Daddy, Where Are You? And that is one of the topics in my book. And we're going to discuss it a little bit. And I told you every Sunday we're going to kind of talk about Mother's Love, which is my book. And I'm going to give you the phone number here. It's 563-999-3682. Okay. Just kind of want to give you guys that number so that we can kind of talk some things. You know, let's talk about some things here. And I know sometimes I'm going to say some things. And I'm going to tell you, I love me some black folks. And sometimes y'all make me so mad. Because right now I'm looking at this nail shop, this Chinese stuff that's going on in Africa, and I'm telling you, it's making me so pissed off. And then today I got an email or a picture on Facebook, or not Facebook. Oh, by the way, for the ones that I'm friends with on Facebook, of course, I'm in Facebook jail, so don't look to me for me to say anything. I guess I said something. I spoke my mind, but my truth is their hate. So guess what? I'm not going to stop speaking my mind. I'm not going to stop speaking my truth because they don't like our truth, because when we're woke, we say some things that they don't like, so they want to control what we say, and you will never control what Cassie say. I don't care Facebook, even, I don't care who it is. You will not ever be able to control what I have to say, and I'm going to say it, whether you like it or not. And guess what? My truth, until you're woke, everything that I write about or everything that comes out of my mouth, you're not going to like, going to make you mad. Until you woke, until you wake up, black folk, everything I say, you're going to have an issue with it, okay? So let me give you the number. I think I did 563-999-3682. Okay. So let's get started here. I think I could put the book down. I just kind of wanted to, you know, give you guys a little, you know, tidbit of a snippet of my little book. But now I'm going to hold my little camera. But kind of wanted to talk a little bit. I told you I have stuff everywhere in this house. I have a door back there. They took my door down, so I didn't get my floors done. So y'all just excuse me. But it's not about that. It's about what we're talking about today. And our black families have, our black fathers have chosen to be a little absent from their children's lives. You guys know that, right? And our men, you guys have been given an assignment, okay? And that assignment, men, was to raise your babies, to teach your little boys how to be men, to teach your little girls what kind of men they would attract to them. But if you're not there, who's going to teach them how to be men? Who's going to teach our little girls what kind of man she wants for later? Okay, because I see a lot of little ladies getting with creeps. I mean, some creeps. And I looked and I said, well, they didn't have an example, okay? If you don't have an example, where do you get that information from if you don't have positive men or positive people around you? And I talked to my ladies and I said, my older women, I said, be very mindful who you have around your children. Be very aware of your behavior and his behavior. And be very mindful that if you're in an abusive relationship, ladies, get out quickly. Because let me help you to understand, the abuse that you are subjecting yourself to is the abuse that you, in fact, will allow your children to be subjected to. What I mean by that is the abuse that you're experiencing, either your son is going to abuse or your daughter is going to attract that type of an abuser, okay? I see his light up here. I don't like that light right there, that bulb. That light is kind of bothering me a little bit, but I'm going to try to go this way so we won't see it as much. But just be mindful that whatever man you have around your children,
Either your daughter will tend to draw that type of man to them, or your son will become that type of a man. So if your son sees a man talking to his mom any kind of way, disrespecting her, cursing her out, beating her up, he's pretty much going to take that on himself, okay? If your son sees a man opening up your door, being very respectful to you, he'll probably be very respectful to his woman also. If your daughter sees an alcoholic, okay, that is treating her mom like crap, that's probably what she's going to attract to herself. It is so important that you have positive relationships. And ladies, I know that we have not had dads in our lives, some, so you really don't even know what kind of man to choose for yourself. My daughters had their father, and later he did die. But even with that, I told my daughters to get I wanted them to go to get some help. Not that they needed it, but just to make sure that everything was where it needed to be. Nothing was out of place. No kind of thinking was stinky thinking, and I wanted, if it was stinky thinking, I wanted them to understand it before they got into any really serious relationships. Okay, and one of my daughters think it's still in it, and another goes off and on when she feels that she needs it, which is cool. If you feel you need it, go. If you feel that you don't, okay, stop until you feel that you need it again. I think, to prepare my glasses, it's kind of dirty. I think it's very important for us to heal, okay? And through slavery, you know, we went through hell, trauma, and trauma is in our DNA. And we just passed it down from generation to generation. And I remember Big Mama, okay? We all had one. And sometimes Big Mama would go off on tangents. And we'd always say, oop, you know Big Mama, let's back up, leave Big Mama alone because Big Mama is having one of her days. We didn't understand that that was dysfunctional behavior. We didn't understand that what Big Mama, what we called having one of those days, was bipolar, okay? We didn't understand that that was depression. We didn't understand that that was Big Mama losing her absolute mind at the time, okay, and just taking it out on whomever that wasn't able to help themselves, okay? We didn't understand that that was something that Big Mama needed help, okay, to get through. We didn't understand because we saw Big Mama being this very proud, tough woman, right? We all saw it. But guess what? Big Mama needs some help. And nobody knew how to help. Nobody was even trying to help because everybody was scared of Big Mama, okay? Because Big Mama was one of them to pick up anything to beat your behind with, okay? You didn't, you stayed out of Big Mama's way when she was having one of them tit tantrums, right? But we know it was dysfunctional. That tantrum was a dysfunctional tantrum. But we allowed it and we just accepted it, right? Not saying that it was right because it wasn't. But that was something that, that was something that we kind of saw as normal because that was Big Mama. We can't say Big Mama crazy. We can't say Big Mama is bipolar. We can't say that about Big Mama. But yes, we can. And yes, we will because it was dysfunctional. And until we become truthful and really admit some things, a lot of us have Big Mama ways, okay? And we are choosing men that Big Mama had that were alcoholics, that were abusive, and sometimes grandpa was a pedophile, okay? Grandpa was mean. He was abusing Big Mama and you, and we grew up with that, okay? But now it's time for us to know that we have issues and that some of that stuff was dysfunctional, so why don't we go and get some help? Even if you have children now, you can still go and get the help that's needed. You can still go and get the help, okay? Don't feel that, I'm good. No, you're not good. Let's go and get the help that we need so that we can become good because it's never too late to retrain your children, especially if they're still young, especially if they don't even remember they're 4, 5, 3, they don't remember some of the stuff that you've gone through, okay? So it's still not too late, but once they become, 12, 13, 14, you've shown them something over the years. When they get to 9 and 10, you're kind of showing them what kind of man they want. So you have to correct that behavior, okay? There's still time, okay? Once you get into 12, 13, 14, you kind of stuck with that behavior. They're going to be stuck with that behavior. So I want us to just discuss some things and some things that we need to really address, okay? We have little boys and we have men that have, you know, and let's not get it twisted. This started way before now. This started way back in slavery. You have to understand, men were not trained to have one woman, okay, in slavery. They couldn't have just one woman. And if they did, that was his main woman. But Master would use him to impregnate Judy, Sarah, Maddie, Emma, Pearly, Louise, Louisa. You know what I'm saying? So, he was your man, but your man could possibly have, 20 babies on that slavery, that plantation, okay? So, his heart was right here with Cassie. I'm just using my name for example. But, yeah, Maddie and Edwina and all these other women had babies by him. So, you have to understand that was his job. That was what, that's what slavery was about. It was about sex and about bringing, other slaves. And the more slaves you had, the more land you got, okay? So, it was all about money, okay, and sex, okay? So you have to understand what's really going on here. 301, I do see you. I will answer in a few minutes. I just want to kind of get these points out. You have to understand that we were expecting our men to do something that they were never really taught how to do. Because in slavery, the men had several different women. And then after slavery, you begin to see families come together, but then you begin to see families in the 1970s, you begin to see the decline because Massa saw, and I'm saying white folks, Massa saw that, families was together and, they was raising their boys and, in the Willie Lynch syndrome, if you remember the Willie Lynch letter, I kind of read that, and in Willie Lynch, it taught you, to how to make the men very docile. It taught the men couldn't speak. The men couldn't be in charge. It taught the woman how to look to Massa as her man, to look to Massa for her whatever she needed, and it made the men feel non-important because the women knew back in slavery days that they couldn't rely on their man, and their man knew that they couldn't really help or protect the family because they would either die or be beat to death. So either way, you end up dead. When we had the little boys, in slavery, it was the woman's job to train that little boy, okay, not to be the man, to train him to be more. It was almost like we put more feminine ways in him because he couldn't, he couldn't be that little boy that, was protecting the house. He couldn't be that. He was sometimes Master's, little bed, bed partner. I'm just saying, slavery was a whole lot worse than what we really were told or could even imagine because a lot of our children were abused, and it was the woman's job to teach him some things about slavery, and it was her job to really teach and train her son how not to be that masculine, okay? So you have to understand that, but that was her job, and it was passed down from generation to generation. 301, I am going to take your call and your question. I can't tell if you want to talk or not, but if you don't want to talk, you can just hold the phone and I'll go back to you listening, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just listening.
301, hi, how are you?
I'm doing well.
How
are you, Miss Cassie?
I'm
doing okay.
Thank you.
I'm just listening.
Okay, you just listen. Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling, though. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, uh-huh. Okay, so I just want to, we have to really understand, and I often say, even in my book, I had, a chapter as far as my book, but it goes all the way back. And then we were in the 70s when we were offered welfare, and let's talk about that, okay? It wasn't just welfare we were offered. We were offered it if we got our man, our husband or boyfriend out of the home, and a lot of us were married to our husbands. These were husbands. These were not just men. These were husbands. They weren't just boyfriends. These were men that was our baby's fathers, okay? And we had a chance, and what society did, what President Reagan and Nixon did, they cut off the jobs, okay? And they wouldn't hire our men. Okay, come on, you have to understand, this is systematical. All of this is the system. This was systematically done, family. We have to begin to understand what was systematical and what was not, and why we are in the shape that we're in, it's nothing that we've done. This was done to us. So we can't get mad. You know, when we see our men doing what they do, yes, we want to get mad, but it's something that's embedded in them. And let me help you to understand where the daddies are. Let me help you to understand that. This was back in the 70s when they wouldn't give our men jobs. Reagan and Nixon came up with a plan, and don't forget George Bush, he had something to do with it too. Remember the contraband war that Reagan had? Now, that drug, they was trying to get those drugs, right? And that drug was being sent into America, right? But it was only to be sent into the ghettos, what we call the black community, okay? You have to understand the ghetto was not something we created. That was created for us. Like, we're going to talk about that too. Those are some upcoming topics, okay, that we're going to talk about. How was the ghetto created? We're going to talk about that, okay? But just hanging up with me. Now, you have to understand the drugs was brought over, okay? So it was displaced into our communities. So our men couldn't find jobs, so they began to sell drugs. They began to take drugs. The women began to get on drugs. You have to understand what was going on here. Okay, they wanted to destroy the black family from the beginning, you guys. This was, they knew the damage that was going to be done over the years. And this was 30 years ago, 40, 50, no, more than that, from what, 70s, 80s, 90s, like what, 40 years ago? And we see the damage. We've seen the damage in the 20s. We've seen the damage in the 80s. We really see the damage now. The damage of the fathers not being in the home. It's almost like our boys were, the mom wasn't there, the dad wasn't there, and then some moms was there, but they worked 16-hour days because the dad wasn't there, because by then the government said, hey, I'm going to offer you this piece of money, which was better than the help that you weren't getting. So they laid the dads off. They wouldn't hire them in, but they offered you this welfare check over here that was a piece of nothing, wasn't even enough for a whole person, okay? If you had a second person, you knew you wouldn't get nothing, but we acted out. Instead of holding our families together and say, honey, now let's try to get our own businesses going. Let's try. We didn't have the mindset to do that because we was following Martin Luther King that told us what? Come on, let's come together with our open enemy. Come on, let's come together with them. And he took us right back up under our open enemy. We was out from slavery, right? Let's walk this thing through. From slavery, we came over here. We moved into our own location with our own schools. We had our own churches. We had our own every hospitals. We had our own everything. And Martin Luther King came. He said, I had a dream, which was a nightmare for black folk, because then he said, come on, we're going to come back together with our open enemies, and we're going to one day hold hands, and we're going to. But, honey, if y'all really look at this thing, we still segregated. We more segregated than we ever have been. The same stuff that we was fighting for in the 1960s, still fighting for right now today. We have to understand all of this was systematical. So the government said, okay, now that I got your man out the house, because, yes, women, we acted because we got mad at our men because they weren't doing what they were supposed to do, but it wasn't their fault. They couldn't find a job. Come on now, let's get with this thing now. They couldn't find a job. So if you can't find a job, what you going to do? Well, I'm going to go out here and sell some of this drug, okay? And that was what it was supposed to be. That was what it was supposed to do. Okay, so then you started going to jail for nonviolent crimes of selling drugs. So that also took the men out the family. Remember in 84, with that crime bill, Clinton wrote that 84 crime bill. Okay, your boy Clinton wrote a crime bill that put, okay, half our men in jail. And then 94, Biden came and put another crime bill in place, the same Biden that you guys getting ready to give your free vote to, that ruined your families, but you're okay with that because as long as we don't have Trump. But guess what? You still one devil. You voting for Satan or you voting for the devil, which one you want? They're all both the same. So it's just one that's a red and one that's a blue, but it's in the same. It's on the same body. It's the left arm and the right arm. If my left arm is attached to my body, the right arm is attached to my body, it's the same body. It's just the right and the left arm, okay? It's no different. So they both think and they both do the same thing. So it's not going to be any different because you're going from Trump to Biden. You're still going from one devil to another. So let's wake up. Let's really wake up, family, okay? So you're not really getting anything when you say, oh, I'm going to get Biden. We're going to get this, you know, we're going to get Trump out of there. Honey, trust me, Biden ain't going to do no more for black folk than Trump did for black folk, okay? But y'all got to, that's a story for another day. I'm not even trying to go there. But you have to understand that war that Reagan had, the money off those drugs funded the war. The money that came off of the drug sales, okay, You have to understand that was the fun, that war over there, okay? So y'all don't understand the basis of all this. Y'all don't understand the beginning of all of this, okay? It was done for a reason. So now, even today, some of those people that went to jail back then are still in jail today. They've been in jail for a long time over nonviolent crimes. And now with the COVID, half of them were, you know, dying of all crazy stuff. So I ask you again, Daddy, where are you? Okay, most of them are in jail, in prison or dead. And that's the truth of the matter. So we have to understand the system. We have to decide how are we going to complete this. Are we going to continue mixing and mingling? Are we going to continue doing all the things that y'all told us not to do? Because we have a job to do. Men, we have a job. You guys have a job to do. Women, we have a job to do also. Okay? And that's to get the training and the teaching that we need and the healing that we need right now in order for us to come together. We have to get back to the basics as far as the code of behavior. Because all of that together, we got some black folks now. Let me just say one thing about the Chinese. We have saw where they have abused Africans. They have lied and they have put them out of their homes and they wouldn't give them food. They got them living on the street. And then the president, now all of this is on tape and it reminds me of America, the police officers. Now I can't say one thing. We've been, black folk have been safe since this COVID-19 and it's been keeping black folk alive because guess what? The police officer have it. White folk got it more than we do. But we want to, you know, they want to make our face the face of this COVID-19 when it started in Wuhan, China, okay? But China now is saying Africans have it, and the Africans are bringing it back, and African this, African that. But they want to forget that it started in China. It started with you guys. But no, they want to make the face a black face, just like America wants to make this a black face so that they can, when they want to do the vaccines, you know, it's a bigger plan. It's always a bigger plan with them. When they want to bring the vaccines, then they're going to start in the black community. But they got nothing. Come when you think you're going to put that on me. You're not going to touch my body because I don't trust nothing with the government. I never trusted them. I never will because it's too much in history that I've seen where the government has done things unintentional, especially in Africa with the Ebola. You're not going to tell me that they didn't intentionally. Everybody black was dying, but when the white folk would get it, what they do? They bring them home, they give them a medication, and they would live, right? Everybody forgot that. Now you got these French men that said, hey, let's go over to Africa and let's practice the vaccine on them. Now you got a vaccine that's not even a vaccine. Okay, it's not even a vaccine. You're not even supposed to be practicing a vaccine that's not been out at least, what, 2 or 3 years on a human unless it's been on, you know, you go from different animals first, then you do it on a human, but it's not even been practiced on an animal. You the animal, okay? I'm just saying. That's what they said. Let's go over to Africa. Just like they said, the doctor said, hey, we gave cancer, we gave, HIV to Africans. Now, this is known. You can pull it up. It'll tell you the doctor, he's finally coming clean, and he said, yes, we gave HIV to the Africans on purpose, which is so sad. Because guess what? That's why you see white folks dying like flies. They just drop it off. And I have an amazing book, and I'm going to talk about this book, The Emasculation, Masculinity of Black Males by Dr. Wesley Muhammad. We are going to talk about that book. I think it's on Thursday. That book, I think we're going to probably do 2 shows on that one because that book is so amazing. I'm telling you, I don't have it in front of me, so I can't get the whole name of the book, but I'm telling you, I've been reading that book, and I'm telling you, that book brings me to tears every time I read it because it's so true, and I don't think we understand. That book should be a book that's read by every black person on the universe. I'm telling you, that book is so amazing. It is so awesome, and I'm telling you, you need to read it. But so I just want us to get back to understanding that how is it that we can get our men to get back focused, because what you are doing is the same thing that your dad did to you. And don't you remember the pain that you went through without your dad? Do you remember the pain that you had to go through without having that father there? Don't you remember the absenteeism? And don't you remember him not coming to a game? You were playing the sports and he wasn't there. You was, playing your little basketball, running your little track, and Daddy wasn't there, and you was, you know, you only, and Mom wasn't there sometimes because she was at work working those 12-hour days, and then when she would come home, she was tired, okay? So let's remember that. You know, let's remember what you're doing to your son was also done to you. And it's just, I just can't understand why would we want to continue doing something to our children that brought so much pain to us. I don't understand it. But that's, you know, I'm just throwing questions out there, and I'm hoping somebody can answer these questions for me, because right now it makes no sense. I see Armenian right now as, you know, I see when it comes to black women, our men are very hateful, very disrespectful. Our men will date a 400-pound white woman before they will a black woman. I think that's, I don't know what you call it. I just call that self-hate. I just don't even know what else to call it. I just don't know what else to call it. Self-hate is the only thing I can come up with for us to be literally dating a 400-pound white woman. And you have a very, you're going from a 10 to a zero, a dysfunctional zero at that, okay? For a woman to be a 400-pound anything, something emotionally is going on with her. And a lot of white women have been abused physically, sexually, mentally, any kind of way you want to think about it. And you, that's a known fact, so you can look that up. It's a known fact. My thing, you have to understand what is really going on, and this is what's going on with our men. They are living in such they are living in so much pain themselves. And sometimes it's where I cannot protect. It's almost like in slavery, when our children would get taken away from us, or we would be mean to our children, you know, in order to show master that this child of mine is a nothing. And he really, to us, we loved him, but we couldn't show that love because we were so afraid that if master was always giving too much love to that child, that he would come and take him. So, in other words, we would be more abusive, spanking, hitting, beating our children because of the fact we would even call them little nothings, or we would call them, you know, if master paid too much attention to our children, we would, you know, you don't want that stupid child. That child, that boy, ain't nothing but a daughter. You know, we will begin to down our children, and we do that even now. We were very abusive to our children even now when we see somebody paying too much attention, or if somebody say something nice about your child, you'd be, oh, that boy, that thing ain't nothing. That thing, you know, we begin to downplay it, and you have to understand where that came from. It stemmed back from slavery that was passed down from generation to generation. Okay, you have to understand the whole meaning of this. Okay, it is an assault on the black men. Okay, and this whole thing with the jail and, you know, our men being in jail, our men not being there on drugs, all of this was systematically done to our men, and it's just so sad that we have not fought through it, and we're not recognizing the plots and the ploys that the enemy is using. So we're still kind of stuck. We're not, all of us are not woke yet, okay? And the reason I ask that question, Daddy, where are you? This is a question I often ask, especially in our culture, because our men are just absent. They're not there. And some of them live, and you know, some, the ones that aren't in jail, they're either with Becky's. But guess what? A lot of them are neighbors. A lot of them are in the same city that their child is in, and instead of them really concentrating on making a relationship with their children, they won't. They'll go their whole life and, you know, well, you know, I got a son. You ask them, where's the son living? Well, they live in, you know, say, for instance, they live in Michigan. They'll, yeah, you know, and that father lives in Michigan, and they'll go, well, yeah, my son lives in Michigan. And you'll be, well, where in Michigan? Oh, up the street. You mean up the street? You're that close to your son? And you don't have time. You didn't spend time. You didn't take time out for that child. What's going on here? What is it that we need to do to get our men refocused? What is going on, fellas? I know we can do better than what I was saying. I know we can do better. Guys having babies and not even sticking around to see them crawl. That's got to stop. Stop it. We don't need any more excuses as far as what's going on. We have to get busy and start training our little boys and start training ourselves and getting the help that we need, men, so that we can be the fathers that our little boys need us to be. You have to start displaying fatherhood to them. You have to start displaying the connection. You have to go take them fishing, but not just financially. And some men are paying child support, and some men, that's all they do. They won't come and, you know, they won't go and get them on, like, Father's Day. They won't go and pick them up. They won't go and, you know, spend time with them. They won't, you know, hell, they're all, they think is, well, I'm paying child support. That's all they need. No, that's not really all they need. What they do need is your attention. What they do need is hugs. What they do need is a kiss. What they do need is your attention. What they do need is you. It's not always about money. I'd rather for my children to spend time with their fathers, getting to know them and getting to understand what it is and what he's going to have to do to become that man and what it's going to take and how that man is, so that my daughter won't be confused when an abuser comes and say, oh, I love you, but he's beating the hell out of her. I need for my man to be there to understand what's really going on. I need for my man to be there so that my son will understand how to be a man. And my daughter won't just pick any old thing from underneath a rock that tells her that I love you, but then he's abusing her. And she thinks that that's love because she didn't understand and didn't see love or love from a man growing up or love from her dad growing up. So we have to understand this is why our dads are there. This is why our men are there, to teach their children. But they can't learn it from another man. They can't learn it if you're not there, because no man is going to love your child the way you will. Dad, they need you. Fathers, honey, oh, my God, I cannot stress this enough. Our children need their dad. We cannot, they cannot do it without them. And I know some of you guys don't know that father's role. This is why it takes us going to getting some counseling. Yes, men. Yes, I'm talking to you. Yes, I'm talking to you. You need to get some help. Seriously. There's nothing wrong with going to get talking to another man who grew up maybe with his father that can maybe help you to understand what a father's role is. Because I know that you, some of you didn't grow up with your dad, so you really don't know how to be that dad. But there's always books out there that can teach you. There's always books out there that can help you to become that dad you need to be, or just become that dad that you wanted your dad to be for you. How about that? That's a better way of doing it. You become that dad that you wanted for yourself. You do that for your children. Okay? So we can't continue with the excuses and say, well, you know, this and that and the other. Nope. There's no more time for excuses. When we know better, we do better. Start some new family trends. We have to start some new habits. We have to develop some new new patterns, okay? And, yes, we ladies, we need you. We need our husbands. We need the fathers. We need the dads. We need our husbands. We need to get back to having husbands. And we need you guys. We can't do this without you. Our sons, your son, need you. Let me just say one thing, men. If you guys having babies by these women, if you decide to leave, take your boys with you. I know women don't have a fit when I say this, but we cannot, ladies, teach a boy how to be a man. We can't even teach a boy how to pee. We sit down, he stand up. How are you going to teach your child how to pee if he's a boy? You can't. What, you going to stand up and show? What? Come on now. We got to get it together. Let these men take the boys with them and teach them how to be men. Preferably, I want you to know that you have a great guy before you even go and have babies, start your family. Let's get to know these men. Let's get to know what's going on with them mentally. Let's get to know if they're schizophrenia or they're an abuser or if they're alcoholics or if they're drug addicts. Let's get to know them so that you would see their flaws and make a wise choice, a wise decision, because some of our choices, some of our decision-making is causing us a lot of pain, women, because some of these men are not ready to be fathers, and we're getting pregnant, and then you're wanting him to be a father to your child when he has five others that he's not being fathers to. He's not being a father to. So how are you expecting him to be a father if you have not, if he's not even experienced that? If he's not taking care of the others, what makes you think he's going to take care of yours? Come on now. Don't make it think you, don't get it confused or get it twisted and think, oh, my child is this, that, and the other. Honey, your child is just another child of him. You knew that. You knew he had five other babies before you had that one, and now you having that one. Now you mad because he's not taking care of that one when you knew he wasn't taking care of five before you had the one. So stop Stop. Stop tripping. Stop it. Stop it. I'm going to ask you a question, Father. Dad, are you up for this challenge? Are you up for the challenge? I just want, I know some of us ladies are bringing men around our children. And ladies, you have to really be very careful because some of these are predators. Some of these men know that you're single, know that that baby's father is not there, and know that one of these days you're going to have to go to work and you're going to need him to babysit. And that is going to be his opportunity. And he'll wait 3 months, 2 months, 6 months, but he knows one of these days you're going to need him to babysit, and you're going to trust him enough to leave your babies alone with him. And how many of our babies have been molested? Boys, too. How many of our young boys have been molested, so-called uncles? These so-called boyfriends that have been in jail for 10 years, and now they're boyfriends, or they've been sleeping with men in jail for the last 10 years, and now they don't want no woman. They really want your son, but they're going to front with you and take, you know, and, you know, have sex with you until they can get to that son that you have. I'm just being real. You know, I'm not going to cut no cards. I'm going to say what I need to say because it's the truth. I need you ladies to be more aware and really put your intuition in full force, ladies, because if your son and you can, and if you guys have time, you guys need to sit down and put a doll in front of your child. If they don't talk, they talk. They will explain. They will show you everything that's happening in daycare. Yeah, I used to sit down in front of my daughters and give them a doll, and they would play with them dolls, and they would tell me everything that went on in daycare just by the way they played with that doll. You understand what I'm saying? And everything that happened in that daycare, they would tell me. You know, I would see it because they would do it with the doll. You know, they would be talking to the doll the same way that person would talk to them. They would be talking to their doll. And you have to understand that you need to get to know these men before you move them in. You need to get to know these men, ladies, before you are moving them in. Because I'm going to tell you what, a lot of men don't want to spend time with you with somebody else's baby. I'm just saying. If you got a man that's out there, he always wanted to babysit, always wanted to babysit, you need to think twice about that. You need to come home earlier. You need to be like, yeah, I'm going to work today. We'll go around the corner and stay gone for about 30 minutes, 45 minutes, 50, an hour, and then come back, or 2 hours or hour and a half, and come back and just see what's going on in your house. I'm just saying. Because there's a lot of stuff going on with these. It's a lot of stuff, a lot of abuse, a lot of stuff that have gone on where kids were normal when they were coming up, and then they, you know, their mom left them with Uncle so-and-so or Uncle Jed or Tommy, the neighbor who you knew was gay, and now Tommy is messing with your son, but you knew Tommy was gay, but you wanted to call him your son's godfather. Come on, ladies. That doesn't sound right. Why don't you leave your son with somebody that's, or somebody abused him, and you know usually abusers abuse, and now he's going to mess with your son because Tommy, you know, Uncle Tommy is going to babysit you, and Uncle Tommy is waiting, and he's more than happy because he already got in his mind what he's going to do because it was done to him. Let's stop being stupid and having these homosexual men be as big as your baby goddaddy, your son's goddaddy. No. Stop it, ladies. We are not that crazy. And I'm not going to sit up here and play pussyfoot with y'all. I'm going to come out and say what I need to say. Y'all don't like it, oh well. I'm just saying, stop it. Be smarter than that. Oh, my goodness. And, you know, we have to get back to understanding that, Dad, you're there. You have a job to do. And if you're not there, you're doing the help. And we look at some of these girls, and we look at the partners and the men that they're attracting. And some of these men, they worth 2 pennies. And you're like, what are you doing with them? But that's what they thought love was, because he paid her attention in the beginning and treated her like a
power in the beginning because he knew how to get to her heart because he knew that you weren't there. So she really didn't even know what kind of man was a good man. So she's going to take whatever love that she has conjured up in her mind to be love. And if it's somebody that's paying her compliments or somebody that's treating her nice, somebody that's bringing her gifts, but then yet somebody that's abusing her mentally or somebody abusing her physically, but he's so nice. He was so, he treated me so special in the beginning. And then all of a sudden he changed. Well, because that's who he was in the beginning, and he knew exactly what it was going to take to get you right where he wanted you in order for you to be who he needed you to be, because he's a manipulator, an abuser. He knew that was who he, that was his character. It always was his character. But he knew what it was going to take for you to drop your guard and trust him. And you know, love, women, we love, when we love hard. When we fall hard. But it's very easy because we are wanting so much attention because we didn't get it from our dads, because our dads was absent. So we didn't get a lot of male attention. So when we get a male that's showing us attention, we just, oh my God, we just fall hard. And it's so hard to get free once you've fallen. It's so hard because you're full of rejection anyway. You're full of abandonment. It's almost like you're an orphan spirit. You have an orphan spirit. You have an orphan. You feel like an orphan. So anytime you feel any type of rejection, you'll run. Any type of neglect or abandonment, you go into that third gear. You go into acting out. You go into you go into this other kind of behavior, and you'll begin to it's almost like you'll get into another mode, okay? It's almost like, man, I want what I can't have. Sorry, that was my husband. He always kind of comes on there when I'm, you know, doing the show. I'm doing a live also, so you guys kind of look over that. But it's almost like you, once you find out a man is rejecting you, that behavior came from, that's a father's issue. That abandonment is a father's issue. That orphan spirit is a father's issue. But once that issue, if that issue is never taken care of, you can go through life. You know, abandonment issue one after another. One man abandoned you, the next man abandoned you. You just go through that all your life. So you kind of sabotage your relationships because that's what you're used to. Because you're used to the abandonment. Because you're used to, you're used to that behavior. So you accept it. So if he's there, sometimes he's not. Sometimes he may be down the street with Maggie. Sometimes he may be with the white girl. Sometimes he may be with Claire. And you know it, you just accept it. Sometimes he'll come home and he's drunk and he's abusive. Sometimes he's sitting up there and you'll get high with him, not really wanting to, but you'll get high with him because that's what he likes to do and you just want him around. So if I don't get high with him, then he won't be around. So if I get high with him, then he'll be around. Then you getting high with him, now you in trouble because you hooked. You hooked on drugs now. And now you got another issue. Come on, we got to take care of these issues. We've got to get to the place where we are protecting our children and we're protecting our hearts. And we are really getting to know these men before you have babies, before you have sex, before you even call them your man. Be friends, ladies, be friends. You got your whole life. You don't have to fall in love today. You don't have to go to bed with him today. You don't have to go to bed with him because he bought you a cheeseburger, because he bought you some McNuggets. You don't have to go to bed with him. You need to, let's get to know these men. Let's get to understand what makes them tick. Well, let's understand who his mama was. Was his mom and daddy married? That was his daddy. Was he there? Was he a provider? Was he a good husband? Was he a good father? Was he a communicator? What kind of example did his dad show? We have to understand the examples that our dads are showing. What kind of man was your dad's dad? What kind of man was he? If you are considering marrying this man, or this is somebody you just met, ask questions. No sex before, just get to know this person. Your friends, you don't sleep with friends today. You don't sleep with friends overnight. You don't sleep with friends because he bought you a cupcake.
he bought you a birthday cake, so I got to give him. No, not, no, 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 no. If he can't wait, then that's not the man. Let's stop being so thirsty, ladies. Being so thirsty. We have men in our lives that's not even dedicated to us. Loving men that don't even respect you. And just remember what you're showing your daughter. Because what you accept is what your daughter's going to accept. This is serious. You don't ever let a man talk to you in front of your children any kind of way. And if that's something that you're doing now, and you're making excuses why it's okay, then you need some help. You need a therapist. You need somebody to talk to. You need to find out why is it okay for me to allow a man to belittle me in front of my daughter or belittle me, period. Why is it that I got to settle for less? You don't let him make you feel small. You don't let him curse you out and then curse your daughters out and curse your son out. You don't allow him to abuse you and abuse your children. No. No. Don't ever. I remember one young lady asked a question, and I have a Mother's Love parenting group on Facebook. If you guys want to join, feel free. One young lady came to me and she asked, she said, how did she put it? She said, me and my boyfriend broke up. He came back to her and he said the only way he would get back to her, with her if she did a threesome. And she was asking the question, should she? And I was so hurt because I said, why would you? Her answer was because I did it once before before they got together. She wanted to him so bad. He asked her, so she did it. And she didn't like it, but she did it for him. And this is what he wanted from now on. You know, because she did it the first time, now she figures, you know, he figures that, okay, you did it the first time. Why not, you know? But she did. And I told her, I said, first mistake was you doing something that you didn't feel comfortable doing. You don't ever do something that you don't feel comfortable doing. That was my answer to her. You don't do something because this light is really bothering me. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to get up and change this light. I'm going to take you guys with me. I'm going to turn this light out. Hold on. Maybe that'll be better. I don't know if that's going to be better. But that's going to put us in the dark now. Well, you know what? I'd rather be in the dark than, you know, the way it was because it was too bright. That light up there was bothering me. Dang, I wonder if that's too dark. Well, guess what? We're going to keep moving forward. But I asked her, I said, why did you feel comfortable doing it in the first place? Once you start something, I said, it's very hard to change the behavior. Once you start, you'll have to continue. And she didn't understand that. She thought that she could start and do something and then stop the behavior after she got him. I said, no. I said, now you can explain to him. Now you can, you know, if you want to. But if it's not something you want to do, then I'm not going to do anything that I'm not comfortable doing, and I don't care who it's for. If I'm not comfortable doing whatever, and now that is something that you are going to have to reestablish the whole relationship, and you guys can start over. But if the things that you've done, you're going to have to explain to him, this is not something I'm going to do, and I'm not going to feel comfortable doing it, so I won't do it. And I told her, I said, because you guys are already separated, I said, yes, you're going to go through loneliness. You're going to go through separation anxiety. I said, but you have to write down the pros and cons of that relationship to find out if it was a good relationship for you or not. And if it was something good and it was worth you, I don't see how it was good, but that might be, to her, it might be the best she's ever had, especially if she's coming from an abusive relationship. I said, but you are going to have to work on your self-esteem. And you're going to have to get a therapist, and a lot of Medicaid will pay for that, you know. And that's what I told her. And I said, a lot of times you do have, you know, jobs that are you paying benefits, and sometimes you still qualify for Medicaid. They do pay for you to have a mental health EAP, I think that is. EAP, I think that's what it's called. But a lot of these companies, you know, even when you're still on Medicaid and you're working, you can still afford to go to a therapist. I think they do pay for it, okay? But you have to really correct that behavior, and that's what I was telling her. I said, but my thing is, since you guys are already separated and you feel that you don't want to do something that he's pressuring you to do, I said, okay, what if you do it, okay? Then what? Because he's not going to stay. He may stay for the sex. He may stay for the threesome. He may not even want you. He probably already has a girl, which is his girlfriend now, and he'll say, okay, come on, sleep with both of y'all, and she's probably willing to do it, okay? And he still don't want you, but you'll do it for him, but he's still not into you, and he still leaves. So, you know, so what makes him stay? Okay, so he's asking you to do this. What's he going to ask you the next time that you have to do? You know, what's going to stop him from asking you to do something else that's worse than a threesome? You understand what I'm saying? So my thing is, you're better off without him. And that's what I told him. And I said, you're going to have to build up your self-esteem and understand why and why you deserve better, but you have to know that you deserve better. And that's just what it is for us women. We have to know that we deserve so much better than what we have settled for, okay? A lot of us have settled. And you have to learn how to love yourself. And sometimes we have to let them see how you treat yourself. You treat yourself like a queen. You know you. We have to teach men sometimes how we want to be treated. Okay? And that's the father's job, to train his son how to treat a woman, how to protect his wife and kids, and teach his son how to be a man. That's the father's job. But without that father, half of him is going to be missing. Half of your son, he's going to be half. He's not going to, he can't be a whole man. He can't be a whole anything because his other half is missing. And yes, when we have sons, ladies, you put more of your feminine ways into him. He becomes whiny. He becomes unable to respond like a man. He'll respond more like a woman than he will a man. He's more emotional because you're emotional. Excuse me. I'm trying to hold my breath. He becomes more more emotional than most boys with their dad. Okay, because he's picked up your feminine ways. So you have to understand that if you have a son and if his dad is threatening to leave or the dad is not there and, you know, you are at least allowing the dad to keep him on weekends, once you switch that around and allow the dad to have him through the weekend, you get him on the weekends, okay? Because I think boys need more of their dads than their moms. And I'm not saying the moms aren't important, but I do believe that son needs that dad, okay? And you might even have him when he's younger and then you switch places. I've known some couples to have, the woman will have him up till he's like 8 or 9 or 10. And I think then the dad will switch off and take him from 10 on, which is, I mean, but, you know, I think it takes you working as a team. If you're close enough, then you got him a week, the father has him a week, so you teach him you teaching him how to be with women, because he does need that mom also. I'm not saying he does not need his mom, but he needs his dad more. And just like the little girls, I think they need their moms more than I'm not saying they need them more, they just need that mom experience. They need that mom to teach them how to be women. They need that mom to teach them how to be mothers. They need that mom to teach them the secrets of being a woman, okay? So it's very important, but they also need a dad to teach them how a man should to treat them. Okay, so a man and a woman, both father and dad, you're teaching your child very important skills. Okay, and one can't teach the other. I can't teach a boy how to be a man, and he can't teach my daughter how to be a mom. But you understand what I'm saying? A man can't teach his daughter how to be a mother. So I think they're both very much needed. No, you cannot do it without either one, and I feel that if you are missing that man, it is important, ladies, that you find a very positive male role model like your brother, somebody is not going to abuse your son, somebody is not going to abuse him in any way, shape, or form, okay, and somebody is going to
teach him how to be that man that he needs to be. Okay. They may, and I know there are some mentor programs out here, and there are some very safe men. Okay. Don't do the Boy Scouts, because I heard some things about them, and now they've been coming in unto scrutiny. So just be very careful who you are getting to teach your son. And please, please, please do not get a man that is gay. He cannot teach your man how, he cannot teach your son how to be a man because he don't know himself. Okay. So stop it, please, with the nonsense. Okay. I want to talk about the role model women that you allow your sons to be around if he is a hoe, okay? Because, you know, some of your brothers out there is hoes. I'm just saying, they a hoe. You know he a hoe, and he know he a hoe, okay? So if you, in fact, do have a brother, I'm going to bring this lamp a little bit closer because I think I'm in the dark here. I don't want to be in the dark. Okay, I think that's a little better. If your brother is a hoe, ladies, please do not... That is not something that you want your brother to teach your son how to be a manipulative whore or how to mistreat women, okay? We have to be very careful. Here we go again, because that's your brother. No, we are not going to let our brothers teach our sons how to be whores. You don't want to teach him. Is he doing, you know, a whole lot of drinking and a whole lot of criminal activity? That is not somebody you want your son around, okay? I'm just trying to help you out here because some of these women, y'all will let y'all sons be around some of the most dysfunctional stuff ever and then think it's not going to affect him. Yes, it's going to affect him. What he is around, kids do as they see you do, fellas. Kids do as they see you do, ladies. Kids do as they see you do. You can't say do as I do, do as I say, because don't do as I do. No, kids are going to do what they see you do, ladies. If you meet a, ladies, if you meet a man and he has an issue with disrespect, tell his mom, run. I'm going to say it like this, run, Forrest, run. If he is disrespecting his mother, that man isn't someone you want to date or marry. Because he has mama issues. There is a young man online, and he has a huge following. And I swear that man has mama issues because he is so negative when it comes to women. But he has a huge following with these men, and I don't know what it is. He is just, when it comes to women, he is negative. He calling women hoes. He just, yeah, maybe mama, oh, he is so disrespectful to women. I mean, he has some good advice for black folks, you know, the black issues and stuff that's going on. But when it really comes down to relationship, when it really comes down to women, when it really comes down to him really being a very good role model, I don't think he's a very good role model because he's so negative to women. And, I mean, one guy called me up and he said, well, man, I took your advice. I got rid of my woman because of what he told. And I'm like, oh my God, do men really follow other men's advice when they tell them to leave their woman alone? This man ain't even got a woman. He's going to tell you to leave your woman and you leave your woman. That sounds like some weak men to me. I'm sorry. I kind of did say something to the guy. I wrote in and had some words, and I'm sure he didn't like what I had to say. I told him, you need some help. You need to get over your mama issues. Because you have mama issues. Anytime you see a man and he's being so negative and down on women, he has mama issues. I don't care what nobody say. And until he takes care of that, he does not need to be teaching any man anything. He does not need to teach men anything about anything because he don't know anything about how because he's gotten what the relationship he's had with his mom and his dad. His mom and her boyfriends were not a very good relationship because you can tell how disrespectful he is to women that call in. And I mean, he'd be dogging them out. One time I wanted to go in and have it at it. I can have it out with him, I'm telling you. But it would be a big old, you know, on that phone. So I'm like, no, I'm not going to get my blood pressure up. But I did write in, and that was the best thing that I could do. But this dude has some issues, and he has a huge following of men. And I'm like, oh, my God. I feel sorry for these men because a lot of men are taking his advice. He has some great advice as far as career-wise. And but when it comes to women, men, so important. If you are not ready to be in a relationship, please don't get married. Don't get in one. If you really know that this woman is not for you, do not lead her on. Do not have sex with her. Do not have children with her. Do not. Stop sleeping with these women because they're giving it up. Cover it up. Just stop having children with women that you are just having sex with just because. Stop it. This getting you financially in trouble, emotionally in trouble. And some women so crazy, but because the sex was good, you knew they was crazy before you had sex with them. You slept with them anyway. Now you got a baby with them. Oh, my Lord. Please. Oh, my God. Stop it. You bring stuff on yourself. If you know that this woman got issues, but, oh, my God, the sex is so good, what in the world? Is it worth that? Is it worth you going through the next 18 to 21 years of hell with that woman because the sex was good? You're not even going to want the sex once you have that baby. And once you find out she's pregnant, and then you got to deal with that woman every day, and you know that woman's crazy, you're not even going to want more, no more of that sex. It's not even going to be important how good the sex was because you're not even going to like her. So stop saying, oh, my God, you know, oh, she crazy, but man, the sex is what? Who does that? Stop it. It goes, you cannot pull the two apart. The sex is there. It's part of her body. So my thing is stop dating these women you know that have emotional baggage that you know that have issues. I'm not saying because, you know, we all got issues. We really do. But if you know that she really is crazy and really is bipolar, stop it. Leave that woman alone because that is the last person you want to be pregnant with a baby. And you really don't want somebody like that to be your baby's mom, okay, or your wife. If she already crazy, I'm just saying, okay. I'm going because I'm reading. You know, I'm going by my book as I'm talking to you guys. And we all know that we have issues. We all know that we have stuff in us to be taken care of. Why don't we handle our business and take care of that before having kids? If you don't get that taken care of, it will affect your child. It will affect you later. And it's going to affect that child. We got to stop thinking about us first. Men, you have got to stop just thinking about yourself in all of this. Because it's not just you, especially when you have babies. You have a child. Now, men, that child needs you. And I am pleading, if you have a baby, and you know that you've not seen that baby, and you know that child is about 4 or 5 right now. I beg y'all, men, let's do it different. Let's do it different. Let's start making some new blessings instead of generational curses. Because we know we've had generational curses. We've gone through a lot. But let's put a hold on. Let's start doing some things different now. Let's start making some blessings. Start spending time. Go by. Call that woman. I know some of y'all said, but Kathy, that woman crazy. But you got that baby now. You knew she was crazy before you had a baby with her. You knew she was crazy before you had sex with her. You knew she was crazy during the sex. You knew she was crazy. But you chose to do it anyway. So now you got to suffer with that headache. Because your son, your child, is more important than anything else in the world. Our boys, our babies need their dads. They cannot go another generation without their dads. Because these boys are leaving their kids the way you left them. They need your time, they need your money, and they need your attention. They cannot do this without you. They cannot grow healthy mentally without you. They can't do it. Nothing should take you away from your child. If you got a girlfriend, you had a baby, had this girl, and now you're meeting another girl, and she don't want you to spend time with your child, that is not somebody you want in your life.
because your child should be first. Your child came before her. Your child gonna be there after her. And if she cannot get along with your child, then that's not somebody you want in your life. Now, these children, once they get older, you know how baby mamas is and these kids with these, you know, that has not, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that's a totally different conversation. But if these babies are babies and this girl and you cannot trust her with your child and you watch, I'm telling you, some of these girls will abuse your babies because they don't like the mama. And I'm going to tell you, if you have a whiff of that, you need to leave that crazy lady alone. Oh, Lordy. Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. I was doing a tape here, and I think my recording stopped. Oh, my goodness. I think it did stop, but it's okay. Okay, I'm sorry, you guys. I was trying to see if something was going on. But I just want you guys to understand that make better choices when you're picking and choosing your women. Just make better choices. Because if you don't have babies by that person, like I said, you can get into a world of trouble. And 21, 18 years is a whole lot to be putting up with when you're dealing with craziness, okay? I'm trying to, let's talk about, the problem. Yes, the men are missing, okay? But I keep coming back to making sure, ladies, that you have somebody really super positive around your children, because that is important, okay? Because you do not want just anybody around your kids, okay? You cannot force somebody to want to be around their child, but you can make it, and don't make it hard for him either. If you know that he's dating somebody else, and you really, really still care about him, ladies, and I know this happens all the time, you cannot make life hard for him, impossible for him. You cannot make hard for him and make it so hard to where he don't even want to be around the baby. If he wants to spend time with his child, let him. Stop being so hard and stop being so hard to get along with. Stop making it so as to where he don't even want to come see his child because you're such a headache. That's not cool, because nobody's missing out but your child. You're making it hard for your child. You're going to bring on extra stuff in your child's life that shouldn't even be. If you still want him, then you being a butthole is not going to get him back. If you being so, you know, so angry with him when he comes around, that's not going to get him. That's going to chase him away even more. Okay, if he's dating somebody else, just step back and relax. Just be you. And if you all of that, guess what? They always come back. I'm just saying. You just be the woman that you need to be. And not that new woman is something new. And guess what? He'll be back. They always come back. Just like you go and date somebody else and you be trying to come back too. So stop it with the nonsense. You being a pain in the butt is not going to bring him back. Chill and be you. Do you. Go out there and get you some dates. Go out there and get you somebody else. Shoot, people see how great you are, girl. Please stop tripping with that man and start being you and start making things happen for yourself. This is a problem that we have in today's society. You got to stop. We are just, and you know what? It really bothers me how some of these men, you are making babies with strangers. Some of these women you don't even know. You've just known them 30 days. And they're strangers.
And you making a baby with women that you slept with the first date and they got pregnant because they probably told you, oh, I'm on birth control or I can't be pregnant. You didn't care one way or another. You didn't even think about it. You just think about sex and got yourself in a world of trouble. Now you hurt financially because now she's taking you to the cleaners, taking you to court, she's taking you to child support. And this headache was a headache that you would have known if you had just became friends and got to know her, and vice versa. You having a baby with this man you met one night stand, now you got a baby, and now he's a fool, and now he abusive, and now he want to beat you and knock your head out. And you would have known this, ladies, if you had taken time to get to know him. It's really sad. You have to understand, it's not when you have a man that does not want to spend time with his child, that's his stuff. That's not your stuff. And don't ever speak bad about him. You don't have to speak bad about him because guess what? Your child, that child will find out later all about you, and you're going to find out all about his daddy or her daddy. You don't have to ever speak negative to him. And don't do that. That's disgusting. I hate that. I hate when I see that. Let him find out for himself what kind of dad he has. He'll find out without you saying anything. And then he'll tell you, mommy, blah, blah, blah. Even with that, that's still your dad. Be respectful. That's still your dad. That's still his dad. But don't be so happy. He found out. Your dad ain't no good. No. Stop it. You have to understand. Your child does not, you can't keep comparing your son to a no good. You be saying, your daddy ain't no good. And you say, act like your daddy. Well, wait a minute. In the same breath, you're disrespecting your son. And you're trying to tell him that he's no good because he acts like his dad. But he's going to act like his dad. But he don't need you to be telling him he ain't no good. I mean, come on. You out the same breath. You want to love on your son and you want to respect him. You want to build him up. But then in the same breath, you're telling him he's no good. He's just like his daddy because you just called his daddy no good. Then you told him you just like your daddy. So what did you just compare to him with? No good. Come on, ladies. We can't do that. Even with the women, even with the men, you cussing your girlfriend out in front of her daughter. Your mama ain't this. Your mama, blah, blah, blah. What? Come on. What are you doing? Stop it. Stop doing that. That's crazy. God, sometimes you just got to, but see, all of this could be avoided if you was dating them and finding out who they really were in the beginning. You got to date, you got to get to know these men and women before you call them your woman or your man. You got to get to know what you're bringing home. And be very careful, ladies, what you're showing your son. If you got a man that's laying on that couch, that ain't working, and you taking care of him, what are you teaching your son? How to be lazy, how to be no good, nothing. How to allow a woman to take care of him. That's not something you want to teach your son. You want somebody that's going to be positive, somebody he's going to see taking care of his mother, somebody that he's going to see working every day, going out to get a job, going out to work, or possibly having his own business, preferably. Nowadays, we want men with their own business, okay? We want men because we want to teach our sons that they can have their own business. We want to teach our daughters that they can have their own business, ladies. So, ladies, if you have your nail shop, you take your daughter, you take your son, him to the nail shop. You take your at least your daughters, not your sons, I'm just saying. But they can know that you have your own business, okay? But what I want you to do is start teaching your daughters and showing her the ropes. Start teaching your son, start teaching your daughter what you do, men. Take your boys to work with you. Take your son to your business, men. Take your daughters, ladies. If you have like a, you know, you beautician or you a barber, men, take your boys to work with you. Start teaching them and showing them the ropes. Start teaching them early that you can have your own business. You don't need to work for anybody. You have gifts within us. Black community, we have gifts within us, and we need to start using those gifts. And let me just say one thing here. We have to stop hanging out and allowing other cultures. We got to stop depending on other cultures. We have got to stop. Have you guys saw how the Chinese are treating black folks, the Africans? They are treating them horribly. We have got to. That is our brother and sister. I don't care what nobody says. When other cultures see us, they see black. They don't see African American. They don't see Africans. They see black. They don't say, oh, this one's from Haiti. This one's from Kenya. This one's from Sudan. This one. They see black. And we have to be the same way. We have to treat the Chinese here the same way they're treating our brothers over there. Stop giving them your buildings. Stop giving them your money. Stop giving them your hard-earned money. Stop giving them that stimulus check that you just bought. Start saving, investing. Let me just tell you one thing, family. Gold and silver is at the lowest right now. You guys need to be investing in gold and silver like never before, preferably silver right now like never before. Silver is at an all-time low, $20 for an ounce of silver. Go and buy you as much silver as you can, and then guess what? When the silver goes back up to $150, $200, you can cash it in and get that. And how much of a profit have you made? I'm just saying, the one that's going to eat at the end when all of this money goes down, the one that have the silver and the gold. You have the silver and gold, you know how much money you'll make with that silver and gold, okay? One coin, you'll be able to eat, you'll be able to feed your family. I'm just one helping my family to understand. Go on Coinbase into Bitcoin. Go and get you some of that Stellar, XLM, and XRP. Go and invest in that. XLM is 5 cents. Do you understand me? Go and get you $25 worth. Go and get you $50 worth on Coinbase. You can get free coins on Coinbase, family. Black folk, I'm trying to help you to understand this. Learn how what Bitcoin. Learn what Bitcoin is all about. Get this MGM, which is the resort GM, which is a resort. Their stock is down $13. It usually is at $80. Okay, you feel me? It's not gonna stay down that low all the time. Go and buy you up $100 worth right now. Go up and buy you $100, $200 with that stimulus check. Stop spending all your money on gadgets. Go and invest that money so you'll be able to retire, family. I'm just trying to help us to understand. It's time for us to get ahead. It is time for us to get ahead. Do you understand me? It is time for us to love on ourselves. It is time for us to stop using our open enemy and thinking that these creeps are your friends. They will never be your friends. They will never be your friends. Your enemy, your open enemy, cannot ever be your friend. And I don't care why folks say they got friends, because guess what? You're safe, Negro, for them. That's why they can be your friend. I don't have no white friend. Because the way I talk, the way I am, I'm B1 first. I'm not saying I don't like white folk. I'm not saying that at all. But I love my folk first, just like they love their folk first. We are the only culture that put everybody else before us. We put everybody else before us. It is time for us to put us first right now. It is time for us to do for us. It is time for us to do for self. It is time for us. You got some money. You got your taxes. You can invest in Africa. I heard this one kid. He was on, oh, my God. He's on, oh, my Lord. What is his name? He is on the Internet, and he goes by, oh, Lord. He was Diaspora News, and her name is, she's an African lady. With it's two of them on there. But anyway, go and feel on the Lord have mercy, African Diaspora News, and she had a guy on there, and he was teaching you how to invest in Africa, and he said he bought him a property. He owned, what he did was rented a property, and he bought one after he rented one, okay, and he used that as an Airbnb, okay. We can start doing buying up, renting properties in Africa. We need to sign up to go to Africa. He said his round-trip ticket cost him $600 to go to Africa. He rented an Airbnb, okay, which is much of nothing in Africa, which will cost you under $20 in Africa, $30 just depending on where you go, $40, $50 just depending on where you go. Yeah, you can go and spend $100 in a hotel, but you don't have $200 or $300, $150 a night. You can go and stay in an Airbnb for $70 a night. Come on, you go to the beach and spend more than that at the beach. You can do this, family, $600 round trip going to Africa. I'm just saying, when we can fly again, you need to go to Africa. Feel on the news, African Diaspora, they have a trip coming up. Figure out that trip. Or you can go. You can still go. And then you can meet people, and he said meet people as you go to Africa back and forth, but you can start doing import exports with Africa. We can do this. But guess what? We don't want to, because we want to stay stuck in America, in a land that hates you, a land that abuses you, a land that don't care about you, a land
that's not friends with you. They have a perpetual hatred for you. But we don't understand that. We're so busy trying to be friends with our open enemy. And we're so busy selling out. I seen a girl at a nail shop today, in a Chinese nail shop. I wanted to go in there so bad, I didn't know what to do. It took everything for me not to go in there and blast her out. But my thing is, everybody's not going to make it, and I know that. I'm understanding that more so than ever. When I see a black folks selling out, I feel very sorry for them, and I look at them and I keep moving. I'm not going to argue with you no more this year. This is April 26th. I refuse. I will not, from this day forth, I will not be arguing with you. If you want to be a sellout, if you want to be a coon, if you want to continue thinking that your open enemy is your friend, you are the one that's going to get it. When Yah comes back and calls, bring his judgment down, you are the one that's going to be part of that two-thirds. Everybody is not going to make it, but two-thirds will die. Just I keep that in mind. Two-thirds will die because we want to coon. We want to be friends. We're going to get the same punishment that's coming down on them because we have not renewed our mind and because we don't want to come together with our own, just like the Chinese stick with their own, Indians stick with their own, right? Asians stick with their own. The Mexicans stick with their own. Puerto Ricans stick with their own, right? But guess what? Black folk can't stick with their own because they don't like their own, because we have been taught and trained how to hate each other. Listen to me, family. You have been trained. You have been brainwashed. You have been trained. The way we treat each other is the way they treat us and the way they taught us to treat us, the way they have taught us to treat each other. Let me just read a little bit about this Willie Lynch, just a little bit. I just want to touch on it a little bit. Willie Lynch letter. It says strategy two. Let me see. The more the foreigner knows about the language of another country, the more she is able to move through all levels of that society. Let me see. Okay, do you not understand about Africa? Africa has how many languages? Over 100 languages, different languages. How many people is in Africa, and some of them people cannot talk to each other? They cannot communicate with each other. I have an African friend, and I asked him, I said, why don't you guys talk through the grapevine and tell each other not to let Bill Gates do anything to them, like giving them vaccines or anything? He said, because we can't talk to each other. How come you can't talk to each other? He said, so many different languages in Africa. Do you understand why they did that? Let me read that. Strategy two, the more a foreigner knows about the language of another country, the more he or she is able to move through all levels of that society. Did you hear me? Therefore, if the foreigner is an enemy of the country to the extent that he knows the body of the knows the body of the language, to the extent is the country's was vulnerable to attack or invade of the foreign culture. For example, you take a slave. If you teach him all about your language, he will know all your secrets, and he is then no more a slave, for you cannot fool him any longer. And being a fool is one of the basic ingredients of an incident to the maintenance of the slavery system. Did you guys hear that? Man, I got one more to read for you. I'm gonna try to get one more in there. Let me see. You see, okay. I have outlined a number of different differences among the slaves, and I will take these differences and make them bigger. I use fear, distrust, and envy for control purposes. This is your Willie Lynch letter. You can pull it up. These methods have worked on my modest plantation in the wild Indies, and it will work throughout the South. Take this simple little list of differences and think about them. One top of my list is age, but it is there only because it starts with an A. And the second is color, shape. There is intelligence, size, sex. He's telling you different things of what he uses against each other. Status or plantation's attitude of owners, whether the slave lives in the village or the hills, east, west, north, or south. Hair, coarse, hair, tall, short. Now that you have a list of differences, I shall give you an outline for actions. But before that, I will assure you that distrust is stronger than trust, and envy is stronger than adulteration, respect, and admiration. Okay, you have to understand this Willie Lynch dude was the smartest man ever, I'm telling you. Breaking the spirit of the male, much like you would break the spirit of a horse, okay? He begins to help you to understand. Don't forget, you must pitch old black male versus the young male. Okay, you must use the dark-skinned slaves versus the light-skinned slaves, and the light-skinned slave versus the dark-skinned slave. You must use the male versus the female and the female against the male. You must also have your white servants and overseers just trust all blacks, okay? But it is necessary that your slaves trust and depend on us. They must love, respect, and trust us only. Do you hear this, Willie Lynch? This is what's going on with black folk. Don't you tell me it's not, okay? Bull whipping, okay? The man, and bull whip the man in front of the woman and child until he gives up his will to resist, okay? This is how we got to teach our little boys now. This leaves the woman feeling alone and unprotected by him with his image destroyed. The ordeal will cause him or will cause her to move from her psychological dependent state to a frozen independent state. In this frozen psychological state of independence, she will in turn raise her male and female offspring to reverse roles. For fear of the young man's life, she will psychologically train him to be mentally weak and independent. Listen to me, but physically strong. Did you hear me? She will train her boys to be mentally weak and independent, but physically strong because she has become the psychological independent. She will train her female offspring to be psychologically independent. Do you hear me when I tell you about this Willie Lynch? I got one, two more. We talk about paying particular attention to the female and her offspring for orderly future planning. Then near recently, we stated that by reversing the positions of the male and the female, we have created an orbiting cycle that turns on its own axis forever, unless phenomenal occurrence and reshifting the position of the male and the female. The mind has a strong drive to correct and recorrect itself over the period of time. Okay, I'm telling you, they always said that this Willie Lynch letter wasn't true, but it is. I want to go on a little bit more. I'm trying to see. Gentlemen, these kits are their keys of control, okay? The best way to deal with the phenomena is to shave their mental history and create a multiplicity of phenomena of illusions so that each illusion will twirl in its own orbit. Something smaller, similar to floating balls in a vacuum. I'm telling you, this dude was so phenomenal that is just ridiculous and how he was breaking the spirit of a man, okay, by chains and whips and domination, causing him to submit his mind to the control of his white counterpart, okay? Whatever they said or did was right in his eyes, for in his mind he didn't know where he was or where he came from to understand where he was going in life. Keeping him ignorant would keep him from reading the map that would lead to his freedom. When he gives up his will to fight for a better life from within, complacency becomes his home, where he lost hope, forever being a high achiever by lawful means. He passed this thinking down to his son and his daughter, who we now keep and keep him docile. I'm telling you, you guys have to understand what is really going on here. Okay, this is why we don't fight, and this is why we don't do anything. This is why things are the way they are, okay? We're going to talk about this next time. I mean, we're going to get into some really good conversations here, you guys. I did not want to stay on here this long. I just want us to understand where is Daddy, okay? Daddy, where are you? That's what I need to understand. I really want you guys to really come on back, bring it on back, because me and we cannot do this without you. And our kids, our babies, they need us. We cannot do this by ourselves. Becky will never know your fight. Becky don't even have a clue of your fight. She is a part of your fight. She is your enemy's fight. She is your enemy. And some of you are sleeping with your enemy and thinking she got your back. But when it comes down to it, you're going to see the real her. You're going to see the real her. But I love you. Thank you for joining, you guys. And we're going to do this again. But I just want you guys to understand that it is time for us to get it together and it's time for us to do some things different.
And don't forget my book. Don't forget I'm here every other Sunday. I won't be here next Sunday. I'll be here the next Sunday. Every other Sunday and every Thursday. And I did miss this Thursday because I'm doing some stuff in my house and still going into the mall. So you guys, okay, just bear with me. But I'll be back next Thursday. And you have a great one. Peace, family.